Yeah, so we'd love to welcome Kwame Bediako to the studio. Welcome, sir.
Yes, I give thanks.
Yeah, man, great
Thank
to
you.
see you. We
Thank
kind of
you.
ran into each other maybe 2 weeks ago through the young lady at Bossa.
Yes, Sister Tensai.
Yeah, it's Sister Tensai. And it's really good to we met briefly, and it's very good to have you in the
Good
studio.
vibes, my
Man,
brother.
we've been listening to your album and it's on point.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
Yeah.
thank you.
Forward ever.
See, yes.
Yes, yes. So yeah, welcome to well, you're also new to the DC area.
Which
You know.
I'm getting used to little by little, but it's taking me a little bit of time,
Not, well, you
But
know.
it looks good. I like the man, the trees they put together type of thing,
Cool, cool. It's a nice place, man. It's manageable.
It's a lot of activities kind of spread out,
That's
right?
right.
In comparison to where I came from, yeah.
Well, and you're coming from Chicago most recently, but for folks who don't know, Kwame Bediako is a Ghanaian reggae artist of long standing and has some cool new music. And it's just and wasn't you were in Chicago? What were you doing in Chicago?
Basically, after running around, well, that's where I settled, and
Okay.
so I got family there and everything, and that's where we had kind of like our base, besides Africa.
Right.
Yeah,
Oh,
second base.
definitely. So what's your background in general? I mean, I've seen you're connected to different names in the industry, Majek Fashek and some of those cats, Ras Kimono, seems like you were on a compilation. Yeah, on the African reggae compilation. One of your songs made it on there. So tell us a little bit about your background. Where did this music thing come from for you? The need to make music and doing it as you're doing it, which is pretty rootsy.
Yeah, I really, I just, it was something that was in, that's inside of you, and as you know from a while, but I didn't gonna begin to cultivate it the way I'm doing it now until I came to the States. So my background from home is kind of very minimal. I play with just a few, one band actually after high school. I play with, this the neighborhood band. We were all out of high school. Then from there, I came over here. But I just found myself. Yeah, I guess it's Rasta. That's all I can say. Seriously, because when I hear the Nyabingi drum, you feel like there's someone calling you.
That's right.
And gradually, I kind of like try to figure out what it was. And so, to make a long story short, my musical background is basically being a empirical. I taught myself to do a lot of these things, and then listening to other people, sort of influences, people like Tom Waits, and of course Bob, some of the old reggae people. But roots is what
Definitely
speaks to
roots.
me.
So did you find out what it is that was calling you?
I think it's Rasta.
That's cool. So you do all your songwriting. We're gonna play some tracks from your Forward Ever album. And I understand you're working on a new one too. That's coming out soon.
Yeah, Word Disorder.
Yeah. So you do your own songwriting. How does that happen for you lyrically, Do you basically just get catch a vibe and
Yeah, basically it's like that. You play a guitar, maybe a melody will come, and sometimes they come easy, sometimes it take a minute, sometimes it take years. Some song you gotta just put them
put them
away
away and
and
come back
things like that.
later.
But basically, the general thing most writers go through is the same thing.
Cool. How
But
many albums have you done so
this is
far?
the fourth
This
one.
is the fourth one. Awesome. That's tight. That's cool.
Right on. Let's check out track. Do you have a preference for one off this album?
No, you play any one of them? It's fine.
I mean, I've been enjoying them all in the car and
I defer
otherwise.
to you.
I'll let's just go with the top track, One Man, No Dub.
That's actually my favorite.
I dig it. I like them all though. All right, so you're gonna check out a track from Forward Ever by Kwame Bediako, Canadian. Wow, that's an
That's a
interesting
new
one.
one.
You ever been to Canada?
But you know what? Some of my brothers in Nigeria, that's what they call us, Ghanaians. So And I heard different versions too. So.
Right on. All right, so you're going to listen to Kwame Bediako. This song is called One Man, No Dub. Here on the Jolly Papa Show, WWDLP, Tacoma Park. Here we go. How about this? Nah.
All right.
Oh, there we go. Disappearing act.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah. It says here in your biography, Kwame, you've worked with, you've been on stage with Sonny Okosun.
Yeah.
Sonny Ade.
Yeah.
Pato Banton, Muta Baruka.
Yeah, I share stage.
And a bunch of others. I saw a poster, as I mentioned, when we're off air with you, Majak Fashek, Ras Kimono. Mm. I think this was a show that happened in Ghana.
Yeah.
And was it named, the song is named after the show?
Puchiko. Yeah.
That's good sleuthing, Emmy.
My brother kind of, actually, I have to give him props, the brother who organized the Black Rasta.
Yeah.
But he, before even this song came out, I went home one time, and then I kind of gave it to him. I gave him what the CD that I had then, which was the OAU.
Sure, sure.
And I told him, oh, this is what we're working on now.
Right.
And it's not quite done yet. I come out here to the States, and before I know, he's playing it all over.
Wow.
In Ghana.
Oh,
so he actually put it out first, and then I ended up recording it. And then he took the name and...
Did a festival with
it. He's doing a lot of things with it. He's the Kuchoko head.
It's a catchy name. Kuchoko.
He's the Kuchoko high priest right now in Ghana. So
awesome.
It works with reggae. I mean, that's what the guitarist is doing. Yeah. Basically, Kuchoko.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very cool catchy name. Mm-hmm. You know. So
what about that song? One man no can't dub. Is that sort of one man is not an island? No man is an island kind of vibe.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. got it.
You can't dub by yourself.
You know, some people try. I tell them, but if you have a woman to go along with it, it's much better.
As for Valentine's Day,
it takes two to tango.
kind of thing. So the rhythm of life. You know?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Nice. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
The whole album, man. I gotta say, you know, really it really tight. Does harken back, like you said, to the real rich history of reggae and the Wailer sound and that whole. I mean, really, really well done. You know, kudos to everyone that was involved in the production as well.
Yeah,
I know you worked with George Kwaku, and others on this, but and that was done in Chicago.
Yes.
Excellent.
The production, and then we came here and had some work done.
Okay.
The first edition, we actually, most of it was done, it even included the mixing. And this time, on this 25th one, I didn't have the chance to come down to work with Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, but the first edition, Jim Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also worked on it.
Yeah, Lion and Fox. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you come to your first collaborators, like, I don't know if that's George Kwaku, you come to them with what, an acoustic? You come to them with tracks you've created or just an acoustic guitar?
Yeah, mostly the tracks are kind of like built to a certain level. We have kind of done some pre-production work on it.
Right.
And I bring it here and he adds things to it and we discuss and... You know, take things out and all
that
stuff.
That's the new vibe, because everyone's got a demo studio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. So I see you have an acoustic guitar here.
Yeah, just something that kind of helped me on ideas, you know.
Cool. Yeah. You got two stickers on it. One is Haile Selassie and one is Ghana. Ghana flag.
Yeah, right. Man, you want to play something for us, man? That would be awesome.
Ooh, you're putting me on the spot, huh?
Okay. Well, you can't bring a guitar and not play.
Okay. Let's just mess with this.
Okay.
This is one Bob stuff that I like.
All right.
T turn your lights down low. And pull your window curtain. Holy jamu, come shining in. Into our lives again. Again. Ooh, it's been a long, long, long time. And there's a message for you, girl. But it seems I was never on time. Still I wanna get through to you, girl. Time. I want to give you some love. I wanna give you some good, good love. Oh, I wanna give you some good, good love.
Nice. Kwame Bediako.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Jolly Poppy Show.
Yes, sir. That's tight. Yeah, also just looking through your
Valentine, absolutely
perfect
contribution.
Turn the lights down low.
Yeah, making, yeah, we just make fun that it's a Hallmark holiday, but it's useful. It's useful, yeah, in its own way. Yeah, it says also that you, you know, you're big on educating, you know, knowledge of self. Talk about that a little bit, you know.
Well, we figure, say, you know, me in particular, that's what has helped me, because I figure, you know, of all the studies that we get, for lack of better words, educated, you go to school, you learn science, and then the knowing of the self is probably, to me, is the ultimate.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, just of course.
Knowing, so that's what we try to harp on a little bit. And the self is not just the body.
Yeah, right, right.
It's
right.
A little bit more than that. So, yeah, the knowledge of the self, I think, will help eliminate a lot of the problems that we have, because knowing yourself tells you I'm a reflection of you, or you are a reflection of I.
Sure.
In that sense,
oneness.
Yes, it eliminates a lot of the walls that we build.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you're clear. Also, you know, because you're new in the area, you're working on putting together a band and some events and so on and so forth. Where can people hear your music right now? Just online?
I think basically that's online. I don't have too much connections here, like you just mentioned, but once in a while, we get invited to do things at Book Home or something.
Sure, like okay, okay.
So as far as live, yeah, there's maybe there, Tropicalia.
Okay.
But
those will be coming online soon.
Yeah, to get a hold of the music, yeah, maybe iTunes, go get it.
There you go.
And then also, yeah, our website, kwamereggae.com.
Kwamereggae.com.
K-W-A-M-E
and
reggae. .com.
Yes.
One word.
Yes.
All right.
I got one last question for you, at least, before we listen to another track. What brought you to DC?
The same thing. And before, I used to come here, do the little work, and go. But on this album, the work is a little bit more extensive.
Okay.
So we had a talk, and we decided it would be better if I can
just settle here for a while.
Work with George.
So it really is, it's George Kwaku, who you know, we keep mentioning his name. He plays with the Wailers, and he's played with a lot of the great reggae stars,
Alpha Blondie,
and all that. He's a stalwart, also Ghanaian. And on the DC scene, I mean, he's a
bit quiet, though.
He's
very underground. He's not quiet to people who know the industry.
Not productivity wise.
He's not quiet, but just the live action, you know,
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not out there.
But that's D.C. I love that. You know, that's kind of why we exist in the first place. Yeah. It's like this.
He's content, I guess, DC with thing. More of the studio.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been trying to get him to do live stuff, though. I need some help.
Hopefully that works, gets together.
Yeah. Anybody listening out there, you got some serious reggae chops, you know, reach out to Kwame.
Yeah, yeah.
KwameReggae.com.
If we can solicit musicians on the radio station.
We just did.
We're calling you out. Thank you.
Right on.
WWDLT, Tacoma Park.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
Hey, Tensei, our mutual friend just hit us up on social media saying, what's up? She's checking it out.
Cool.
And yeah. Right on. She's glad to hear. So, yeah, let's listen to another song.
All right. I'm just going to go with one because you got to get your daily dose.
There you go.
Yeah, you know that.
Get your daily dose of Rasta.
The remedy for our aches.
Yeah. That's it. So here we go. Here's your daily dose. You're listening to Kwame Bediako, who's with us live in the studio today on the Jolly Papa Show, WWDLP Tacoma Park. Welcome to what I've been listening to in my car all week.
I know, man. He just took the CD from me. I've not seen it since then.
I told him, let me just digitize that.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I'm digitizing it with my head.
I get you on that.
Nice.
I appreciate the love, though.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds beautiful.
Good stuff, man.
I can't wait to hear what you put together.
I know. You have three CDs out, OAU 2004, Forward Ever, which we're listening to. That was in 2013, and you put out How Sweet It Is, 25th Anniversary Edition in 2015. And the new one coming out is called?
World Disorder.
Mm-hmm. And that's being mixed right now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that should be out in a couple of months. So
we're hoping so. if there are no breaks in
production.
We're hoping a few months. I don't want to put a timeline on it and then that didn't happen.
Sure.
No, but
definitely
by summer, we will be out with something. No.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, if you're listening, you like what you hear, please visit KwameReggae.com. He's got a merchandise place on the site. You can pick up the CD, you can pick up t-shirts, and that's KwameReggae. I once heard it pronounced Ragai.
Ragai. It was Australian, dude.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, go to KwameReggae.com and check out the music. Buy and see what you can find on there. And also just keep an eye on his website for when he's going to start doing things around the area. You've only been here like 2 months now?
No, I've been here since last year.
Oh, okay.
I just, like I said, we did a couple of shows, and then when I couldn't get the live thing going, I just went straight into the recording.
So stay busy.
Yeah, so that's
keep it flowing.
Yeah, you get your music out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
It will all come together. Yeah, it's such a great pleasure meeting you. You know, what I was telling Mike is like, when I've Googled you, because we met on one night a few weeks ago, one of our shows.
For sure, which was a good show, bro.
Thank you.
Nice show.
But I didn't put the face and the name together until I came home and I Googled it. I was like, I know this guy. I've seen your stuff around.
Yeah.
You know, so it's awesome to finally, meet you and to vibe with you. And I think this is just the first of many.
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully we can get you to come back to our little workspace.
Yeah.
I would love to, bro. I mean, I've been around a few radio stations, not to say that I do a lot of, but this is one of the best interviews I've really had. Oh, wow. I'm enjoying the relaxing feeling, everything I am.
Nice, yeah, nice.
That's all it is. It's a chit chat. So appreciate your vibe coming in.
Definitely.
I would love to do it some more. Yeah, man.
Okay, cool.
That's what's up.
We're going to play a song called Sankofa, the dub version, on the way out.
Favorite.
It is, yeah. I gotta show you the dub flavor because the album has three or four dubs on it.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So just give you that thing, and then
nobody does dub anymore. That's properly. I know.
Dub just means like remix with a few things shifted.
Right.
Like, it can't be like that.
Yeah. You need a new scientist, maybe.
I know. That's
you know, scientist was in DC for a while.
He was in DC for a while.
I hear he's in LA. There.
Yeah. LA. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. So let's listen to Sankofa, the dub remix, here on the Jolly Papa Show. You're listening to Kwame Bediako, Ghanaian reggae artist in town for a while. Check him out at kwamereggae.com. And you're listening to WWDLP Tacoma Park. Just the classic sound, man. It's so beautiful.
Sankofa, nice dub song, man. Good stuff. I'm glad I'm getting my own copy of the CD. Wow, this has been great, man. Thank you so much for stopping in, and you know,
he's got bliss face. Yeah. You can't stop him.
Yeah, I appreciate this, my brother.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool, man. It's so nice to have you, man. Definitely.
Thank you.
And as soon as the other album comes out, man, yes, we'd love to do it again.
Definitely, bro.
Bring you in and check out the new tracks. Mm-hmm. So, yes, everybody, you've been listening to Kwame Bediako. Visit his site at kwamereggae.com. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you. One love.
One love.
Nice. Right on. All right, we're going to go out on them. Got some more music for you. We're going to go out. The high school, Blair High School, just did a Sankofa. Did their usual.
Yeah,
they're
going
to go again Friday night. They had a command performance. They sold out two nights Friday night at the high school. If you want to go see the kids, young adults, like, throw down on some African heritage, check out Sankofa. And they often do a dance break in there. And so I have my daughter Shazam the tracks that they used.
Okay,
so that
cool.
We could listen to what the high school kids are grooving to.
Nice.
In that
nice
community. So turns out it's Burna Boy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Koni Baje.
All right, so here you go on the Jolly Papa Show, WWDLP, Tacoma Park.
B2Joe.